O Christ. Please be seated. This time, let's continue with our children's message today, children. Welcome who are here and welcome who are at home. I have a simple question for you. A simple question that hopefully you can answer for me. And the question is, what does Jesus do that we can never do? What can Jesus do that we can never do? And that is the question for you today. What can Jesus do that we can never do? And today in our gospel text, children, Jesus shows us exactly what he is going to do. I know, kids, you might ask, why did Jesus have to be baptized? Isn't he God? Isn't he perfect? I thought baptism was for us, for sinners. See, right there we see everything that Jesus has come to do. That he came to be baptized simply to stand in your place. Now you might ask, why can't I stand in my own place? The fact is because of our sin. No matter how much we try, we cannot stand by ourselves in front of God. That's a fact. No matter how good we think we are, no matter how much we bring to the table, we cannot stand for ourselves. But there Jesus is coming into that water to be baptized, to take upon all of your sin. And there he would go to the cross and die for the sins of the world. And that's what Jesus does for you that you can never do for yourself. Jesus dies and washes away your sin by his blood. Jesus rises on the third day to give you eternal life and to give you the joy and comfort knowing that all of your sins are forgiven and that your name is written in the book of life. I can't do it. You can't do it. But Jesus shows us today that he does for each and every one of you. So remember that this day. What Jesus can do, he does all for you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, O Lord. We thank you for your children. Bless and sustain them in their households and lead them always in the household of faith. Bless their families, O Lord. Lead them at this time in your very word, and may this word always be pointed to Christ alone and what he has done for each and every one of them. Bless them, lead them, and grant them the comfort, knowing full well that by his work on the cross, there they are forgiven of all of their sins. Bless them in the redemption, the one who stands in their place, Jesus Christ, in whom we pray. Amen. Amen.